We're going straight over now to, we've eventually got a hold of Mark, who's probably halfway up Hotead. Can you hear me, Mark?
I can hear you there, yes.
Great. Well, let's start off. How are you?
I'm grand this morning. What happened was I'm running from my house in Clondalkin this morning into the city again. At the moment, I'm in Inchicore. I'm about 8 miles in. So yesterday, I ran from the house again, and I ran into the city. I was giving out water with inner city homeless, met up with them on the quays, and I was grabbing bottles off them, and I was running up and down to the people I know and giving the bottles out and stuff.
And how are your legs holding up?
Well, that was it. Coming back there yesterday at about probably 10 miles to go, the left thigh went. So I got a strain in it, and it got so bad that I had to walk. So I walked from the Phoenix Park back to the house in Clondalkin. Done a few loops in my village and done the marathon. So finished it, was delighted. I needed a physio badly, so I put a call out last night and got a physio to the house. And he done a bit of work on it. So I'm running slowly on it now today, which is good. I didn't think I'd be running again. So this is 25 today, as you know. So
I was just going to ask.
I'll be finishing it now.
I was just going to ask you. I thought it was around 25 anyway. 25. Five to go. The countdown.
Five to go, yeah.
The countdown.
So the countdown is on finally, yeah. And as you know, you probably don't know, but when I get to 30, I want to do 3 more to beat that 32 that was done before in the country. So just for myself to get 3 more done if I can.
Is that an Irish record or a worldwide record, 33?
Do you know, it'd be Irish, but you know, I haven't even checked it up whether it's a record or not. It's just for myself kind of thing. Two people have done 32 before, so I just want to do 33, just for myself, basically.
There's no stopping.
Yeah, so might as well. That'll be it then. Back to work.
How are those socks holding up?
No, the socks are good, yeah. Still no blisters anyway, yeah. Everything else is grand. I feel great. It's just that is in the background there, and I can just go any second now. I can feel it. So I'm hoping to get as many miles in as I can, and then I'll see the physio again tonight. But owner Brian has been on to me, and he's viewing the video. He viewed it last night. So I'm just hoping all I'm really running for now, it's not about numbers, it's not about getting it finished, it's about going to the doll now. That's all I have in my head. So when I get the date, I'll be letting everyone know, and we'll be going in then. That's it. That's the main priority now.
And also, there's a marathon then, an official marathon. When is that? When is that taking place?
Yeah, that's the tour of July. If anyone wants to get involved, they can come along.
Starting,
they can run any distance they want, and it's going to be in Clontarf for the day.
Starting in Clontarf, is it?
Yeah, starting at the Wynn Monument there in Clontarf. Just come along, bring the kids, have a bit of fun. There's always, with East of Ireland, there's always plenty of sweets there and everything else. The lads are great, like, so any age, just come along to family, like, and that should be my last day as well.
Will you take a big rest, or...?
No, I won't. No, I'm sure once I get on to security on the Lewis, they'll have me back the next day. Because they don't know at the moment that I plan on doing 3 more. Whether I have a job to go back to, it'd be interesting.
Well, they might know now if they're listening.
Yeah, exactly. I put it out there now, so we might as well. Yeah, I know. Come here. Like, we know what this is for. This is for the homeless.
It's
like,
for
and I don't
want
to start making it about me, you know. Yeah. I know exactly what's in my head. There's people suffering there today in hotel rooms, you know. Families with kids, and the worst thing I've seen through this, and I knew it even before I seen it, was the kids. They're not just stuck in hotel rooms. Like, you imagine as a parent and you have kids, how hard it is living in a house trying to do things with them day to day. But when you have to be put out of a hotel room first thing in the morning, and you have to walk all day the streets, and then you have to be fed at a food table with people, there's people there that have problems with drink, drugs, and everything else, mental health issues, and them kids are seeing that at that age. So that's one thing that has to be sorted, and that has to be sorted quickly. And that's what we'll be saying to the government. And obviously, for the people that are staying in hostels are temporary. But they need to be made safer, and they need to be made where you can close the door behind you. There needs to be more separate rooms. So there's a lot to talk about when we go to the door, but that's, I don't want to get off that, why we're running this. Air people are suffering out there every day. And it's not about me. It's about the workers that are working on the food tables day to day. And these are the people that are going to be coming in with me, and I'm going to take a back seat then and let them have their say, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to think like 10 or 12 years ago that we would end up here. It really is.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
And like I said, I was in the army for 10 years, and I'm very proud of this country, you know. So I'll make sure we get something done. I'm not going to give up, basically, until something's done. Like, we get into the doll this time. I didn't get nothing done last year when I ran 22 days, 50K a day. This year, we're going to the doll. Next year, it'll be something else, and I'll just keep doing something until I see something positive and a little bit of a change.
Yeah,
but it'd be nice to see the government on telly, like, stand at home, people that are in house, people, I should say, in hotels and stuff. That's all I want to start seeing. You know, and people getting a break, they need it, you know.
It would be nice to see housing estates being built, like where I'm from, Cabra and Crumlin and all. Like, it's that kind of quantities of houses that need to be built. It's that kind of
schemes. We need
schemes.
The quantities.
We need the schemes now, and, you know, that's it.
Yeah, like the council houses years ago, they used to be built. Like, I wouldn't be great on figures like that, and I wouldn't like to come out with figures because I wouldn't get it right. But Peter McFerry said when I met him, just to give you an idea, like, he said, like, when he started off, there was so many thousand houses being built a year.
Then he said
there was like seven hundred and something houses being built in 2015. You know, that's how bad it's getting. They're not addressing the problem at all, the government. And that's one we'll be bringing up. We have some great speakers there, you know.
Right.
Alan Laws and Kira Gill and Ashley McDermott. There's loads of them. That will be great.
Well,
We're also bringing in people.
Yeah.
From temporary accommodation, sorry.
No, keep driving it, yeah. The best thing you can do is do what you do. You can't do more than you're doing, really. So keep driving it forward. And talk to you next week. Thanks very much.
Thanks, lads. Have a good day.
Cheers. Same to you.